This week, the case against Richard Grasso strengthened. The New York Stock Exchange released a report finding that the exchange had compensated its former chairman to an unreasonable and excessive extent, their words. Now, in 2004, Mr. Grasso negotiated a compensation package that was worth $187.5 million. This is the exchange was recovering from one of its worst declines in the wake of September 11th. Mr. Grasso later resigned under pressure. New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer has vowed to prosecute. Joe Nocera, who is innocent of all charges for the moment, is our friend from the world of business and editorial director of Fortune magazine. He joins us from New York. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
So what made this negotiated settlement a legal matter? They wound up bringing in Big Bad Dan Webb, the Chicago prosecutor, to get the goods.
Well, yes, they did indeed do that. Grasso was pushed out primarily because at a time when Enron, WorldCom, et cetera, were going on, his pay package, when it was revealed, was so egregious that the bad PR was just off the charts, and the people who work at the exchange were basically in revolt. So, you know, what happened after that was John Reed came in, replaced Grasso, ordered up this study, which has remained secret until this week, and then once the study was completed, in effect, turned it over to Elliot Spitzer and said, do with this as you see fit. And Spitzer saw fit to sue. The report, although it makes allegations of, in effect, bad behavior, isn't really what's at issue here. The issue here is whether, under the nonprofit law, don't forget the New York Stock Exchange is a nonprofit,
right,
whether the compensation Grasso got is quote-unquote unreasonable. And the damning part of this report is not the allegations of how he hoodwinked the board and so on, but the simple straight-out allegation by the compensation consultants that he did indeed get paid far, far, far more money than he should have.
I mean, I guess at the heart of the matter is if somebody's foolish enough to pay that money, how is it illegal?
Well, that's precisely, of course, what Grasso and his supporters say. I mean, they basically say, look, you know, the board here was Henry Paulson of Goldman Sachs and the CEO of Merrill Lynch, and they approved this, and what's the problem? And on one level, they're right, and indeed, this is not a Spitzer kind of case. He can't change policy. But he does have this weapon of the nonprofit law. And the nonprofit law doesn't say, even if it's negotiated fairly, if you get paid $200 million, you can take $200 million. The nonprofit law says if you get paid an unreasonable amount of money as the president of a nonprofit, you have to give some back.
Is there any good stuff in the report? I mean, things like solid gold shower curtains and, I don't know, golf trips.
Well, the equivalent of that in this case is that it was clear that it wasn't only Grasso who was being paid a lot of money. Just about everybody at the New York Stock Exchange was making a ton of money. And the examples that the papers have all leapt on is the fact that his assistant was making $250,000 and his two drivers were making $130,000 each. That's pretty much the closest they come on that front.
Well, just because you underpay your driver, Joe, is no reason for Mr. Grasso not to reward his fairly.
You know, the other thing the report says, by the way, is that Grasso's merited, you know, what he should have been paid was $76.7 million. Mm-hmm. And you do think to yourself, gosh, he couldn't make it on $76.7 million? Things must really be tough in the upper echelon of New York City.
New York is hoping to get some money back, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Grasso, you should know, was suing to get another $48 million that he says is owed him and indeed is in his contract. But New York, Elliot Spitzer, believes that they're not trying to put anybody in jail. They're just basically saying you were paid too much money. Mm-hmm. Under the law, you have to give some back. How much is somewhat unclear, although the report says that the excessive pay was between $144 and $156 million. Mm-hmm. So I think if Spitzer got a piece of that back, he and New York State would be pretty happy.
Joe Nocera, editorial director of Fortune magazine. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Scott.